Bank of Cardiff. This is Amy.
Hi, Amy. It's Jay.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, I got your email here.
Awesome.
So, I want to give you some states here. You can just write these down real quick here that we do not provide vehicle registration information.
Sure. Yeah, the only one that I think we talked about was California. But yeah, I'll take a okay. list for you from you.
Yeah, this is pretty simple here. So you already got California. That's cool. Mm-hmm. So the next one's a great state of Hawaii. I'm sure you would love to go there like myself, but that's a place where you don't have any information.
Okay.
Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
New Hampshire.
Okay.
New Jersey.
Okay.
Oklahoma. Oregon. Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Virginia. And Washington State.
Okay, so Washington, WA, not DC.
Right.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, so that's about 10 states that we don't have vehicle registration information on, correct?
Right.
Okay. Well, that's helpful. I just think that, like, for the examples we were looking at, happened to fall in those restricted states.
It did.
Yeah.
I was going to say, that doesn't limit you to, I mean, I don't think this is going to be important, but if you need to find a vehicle, you know, well, you can track the vehicle sighting is still available in all 50 states.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's important for you, but it's still available. So.
Okay. So what about my second question that asked about if you guys have any information or any kind of database that shows people who have financed equipment, specifically vehicles? Is there any kind of resource that TLO has or TransUnion has that can tie into that type of information?
Yeah, that's a good question. So you want to know if they financed the vehicle through primarily the business, or if the individual signed for it. So typically, since you have access to the credit report, that if they personally had the sign, they would guarantee as a guarantor.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
The credit report will have that information. We, on the other hand, TLO, will also have that registration information, again, as we mentioned before, in those states. But we won't have any data other than that particular information. Now, on the business side, it will have that information. On the business search side, under business assets, when you pull a business report, for example, whether you pull a comp report, there is a business report you can pull that will be able to identify if there's an asset that the business owns.
Okay.
If that's the case, that information will come up. And again, that's registration information, again, tied into that business. So that business has to register that vehicle.
Okay.
And it falls within those states. So in other words, the vehicle could be registered through the company, not the individual, and then we would be not able to provide it. It mimics the same states on the business
okay.
side, too.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But so
the data is there.
Okay. So you said that under business search, you'd have to run the comprehensive report to view those assets?
You would have to run a business report.
Okay, so just...
And then you would run a business search as a basic, very basic search, and then from there you'd run the report.
Okay.
And then the report itself... The business report itself would have information in there if the business had registered a vehicle. So if the business had an asset that was registered, it would be in that report. And I'm trying to think. You know what? I need to find out because you know what? It doesn't need to be. You know what? Could you hold on 1 second?
Sure, no problem.
Somebody walking around here might be able to answer the question. Hold on 1 second. And I'm going to need to get back to you officially on that. I'm pretty sure that it still mimics the personal side, because I'm just doing an example of my own.
Okay.
You know, I went to the business thing. I'm pretty sure. I don't want to say for sure that I'm 100%, but I can't imagine what would be different. It being still registration information, but it's commercial registration versus personal registration.
Exactly.
So I don't know if there's a if it differentiates the system, or if the or more importantly, is the state giving us commercial information and not personal information. And I don't know the answer to that, which is the first time anybody's ever asked me that, but I need to find out. So I will get back to you very shortly on that, because that's something I need to know myself.
Okay. Yeah, I'll try and take a look at maybe some customers in our portfolio and just do a search through the business and see if I'm able to come up with any results that way. Just in the meantime, you know, I'll do a little bit of digging and see what I can find.
Yeah, and I'll get back to you on that, too. So.
Okay. Sounds good. Let me know once you're able to verify.
I will. Absolutely. Well, thanks for calling. Anytime, always here. So I will get back to you shortly, hopefully with a good answer, but I can't guarantee that.
Okay. No problem.
Yeah.
And
all right.
Just say if that information is available on the business side. There is no, like, actual database that, like, we could buy into for marketing purposes. It would just have to go through, like, the whole search by, like, an individual and find it that way. Like, I think my supervisor was just kind of looking from, like, a high-level, like, perspective. Can we buy data from you guys for this specific reason?
Yeah. Right, I understand. We don't have that data to sell. TLO doesn't sell marketing data.
Okay.
TransUnion sells marketing data, but I'm not quite sure they do in this per what your particular use is.
Okay.
That's an FCR regulated. That's FCR, so Federal Credit Regulatory Act. We're not governed by that, so we can't do it.
Okay, understood.
TransUnion does some of that product services, but I don't think they do it for this.
Okay. All right, sounds good. I will let him know. Thank you.
You're welcome, Amy.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Definitely. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.